Police headquarters. Just a second, please. Inspector Kinney.
This is Professor Temple at Bloomfield University.
Yes?
Could you come out here immediately to confer with Professor Richards and myself on a matter of the greatest importance?
Certainly. What seems to be wrong?
Well, it's a matter that I would rather not discuss over the telephone.
Very well, then. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Thank you, Inspector.
Yes, Inspector.
I'm leaving for Bloomfield University on an investigation. Have Adams take over the desk.
Very good, sir.
Come in.
I'm Inspector Kinney from police headquarters.
Oh, come right in, Inspector. Call Professor Richards, Miss Jones. Let me take your hat, Inspector.
Thank you.
Professor Richards is expecting you. She'll be right in.
Oh, Professor Richards is a woman?
Yes. You followed her work?
Only now and then in the magazine.
And perhaps you don't know that she's considered one of the greatest brain specialists alive.
Oh, indeed.
Yes, she was recently awarded... there you are. Professor Richards, Inspector Kinney.
How do you do, Inspector?
How do you do?
Professor Temple has told you...
I've told him nothing, Martha. I thought it would be best to wait until you arrived, then we could cover the story together.
Very well. Let us be seated.
Okay.
You mean Professor Marks?
The mathematician?
Yes. He died the day before yesterday.
So I read in the papers.
It wasn't news to the scientific world, Inspector. Professor Marks has been expecting death for the past 6 months. He had a very serious form of heart disease. The greatest heart specialist in the world had given him up for dead.
Hmm.
The death of Professor Marks will be a sad blow to science. However, he may be of greater value dead than alive.
How did you mean that?
Aren't you getting ahead of the story, Martha?
Perhaps I am. What I had Professor Temple call for today, Inspector, is to help us with a very delicate situation.
Well, if you'd tell me what you...
I shall do that. The situation is precisely this. Professor Marks died at 4 o'clock the day before yesterday afternoon.
Yes?
At 5, his body was transported to the Williams and Randall mortuary and embalmed that night. The attendant reported leaving the mortuary at midnight. At 7 o'clock the next morning, the body was gone.
Gone?
Yes. It was first thought that perhaps it had been removed with a coroner's office. But later investigation showed that it had not.
Why on earth...
Should anyone want to steal a body?
Yes.
Here. This note which I received this morning will answer that question.
Be prepared to pay our agents the sum of $25,000, and the body of Professor Mark will be returned to you within 24 hours. And treatment.
I know it sounds rather incredulous, Inspector, but we're prepared to pay the demand if necessary.
But what would you want with Professor Mark's body?
This paper, dated 6 months ago, will answer that question. It's rather lengthy. I'll read only the part which will interest you.
Very much.
And so, in consideration for the above-mentioned terms and stipulations, upon my death, I agree that my attorney shall deliver to Professor Martha Richards and her associate, Professor Alvin Temple, the brain from my dead body, said brain to be used in scientific research for the advancement of mankind. Signed, Professor Adolph Marx. There's the document. Duly signed and sealed.
And the price?
The price for Professor Mark's brain was $50,000 to be paid by us to his niece.
I see. You undoubtedly held Professor Mark's brain to be of high value.
Yes.
May I ask what you intended doing with it?
Professor Mark was one of the most brilliant men of the age. His mind was regarded as the most highly developed of any man in the human race. It is only natural that we, that is, Professor Temple and myself, should be interested in securing the brain for examination.
I see.
So, the matter was arranged before the proper authorities, and all we had to do was wait for Professor Mark's death, which was inevitable. As an added precaution, Professor Temple suggested that we insure the brain against damage.
Insure it?
Yes. You see, Professor Marx traveled a great deal, in spite of his heart ailment. Mm. We were afraid that he might die in a collision or in some accidental manner, which would damage the delicate brain cells.
I see.
We accordingly insured the brain with the Acme Company for $100,000.
Well, why such a large amount, Professor Richards?
So that we might cover the original $50,000 we had agreed to pay and $50,000 for the damage to our plant.
Oh, do you have any idea who this person who signs his name Trevine is?
Not the slightest.
Do you, Professor Temple?
No.
How many persons besides yourself knew what you were intending to do?
Very few. We were successful in keeping the details of the transaction out of the newspaper. As it was, one reporter discovered the story, and we had some difficulty in persuading him not to print it.
Now, that's an interesting point. Who is the reporter?
He's Bird Adams, the columnist.
Hmm. How much did he know?
Unfortunately, he knew everything. He was given a duplicate of the agreement that you see in front of you with the stenographer from Professor Mark's study.
And, how did you succeed in suppressing the news?
Well, Professor Temple gave the reporter a gift.
A bribe. How much?
It cost us $500.
You got off cheaply at that, if I know Bird Adams. When did this note arrive, did you say?
This morning.
And you've told no one of it except myself?
No one.
All right, Professor Richards, I'll do what I can. Don't make the news of this public until I've had a few hours to work on the case.
What procedure do you contemplate, Inspector?
I'll want to see the attendant at the mortuary, then I'll have a talk with this keyhole artist, Bird Adams. I'll stop by later this evening.
Inspector Kinney. Here, have a chair, Inspector. Light up a cigar. Tell me, what's new?
Not so fast, Adams.
Oh, you mean he didn't come here with news? And only 30 minutes to headline?
Oh, come on, Inspector. Be a right guy. Give me some news.
You know, keyhole dirt, hot off the press.
I don't go in for your kind of news, Adams. We're going to talk a few minutes.
Right here.
I mean in private.
Oh, well, step right in here a minute. The old man's out. What's on your mind, Kinney?
I've got some news for you, but it's going to cost you.
Sure, it's good stuff. Nobody ever called Bert Adams a cheapskate. I pay for my dirt. Buy it for the ton.
Yeah, I know.
That's the dope.
Professor Marx is dead.
Old stuff. I scooped the town on it the day before yesterday.
Last night, his body was stolen from a mortuary downtown.
What? For the love of Mike, this is hot news. Wait, I rush off a lead on it.
No, not so fast. The news will keep. There's not another paper in the country within a mile of it.
So much the better.
You don't print the news until you hear my price.
What is your price, Kinney?
I want to know what you had to do with the removal of the body.
Oh, so you've been talking with Professor Richards, eh?
You guessed it.
Well, your answer, nothing. I didn't know nothing about it until you told me right now.
But you were the only one who knew of the deal Professor Richards and Professor Temple made for the brain.
I know it, but I didn't have anything to do with the disappearance. Where'd I keep a dead body? What did I do with it?
Knowing how badly the professors wanted it, you'd try to blackmail them for $25,000.
Holy, they wouldn't pay it.
Yes, they would, and if I don't recover it, they'll do just that.
No kidding?
That's giving it to you straight, kid. They even went as far as insuring it for $100,000.
Well, then, here's the straight dope, Inspector. I don't know anything about it. Not a thing. So if you've any other leads, don't waste any time on me. The only thing I'm asking you is to let me run the story.
You forget the $500 Professor Temple gave you to kill the story of the deal.
Well, I didn't run it, did I? I won't say anything about it now if you'll only just let me... Say, Inspector.
Hmm?
Don't you have to keep a body on ice or something?
What are you getting at, Adams?
Just this. You let me run that story, and here's what I do for you. I'll take the whole thing and lay it out.
Good evening, Inspector. Come in.
Thank you. Is Professor Temple here?
Yes. He's downstairs in the laboratory.
Would you ask him up, please?
Certainly. This bell is connected downstairs.
Fine. You certainly have a nice home here. I'm sorry I was too late to catch at the university.
That's quite all right.
Do you do much experimenting here?
Very little. You see, we're not well enough equipped.
I was wondering.
You wanted to see me, Martha? Oh. Inspector Kinney's with you. Any news?
A little. I went to the mortuary. I found an old fellow who was supposed to be an all-night attendant. He told me a rather odd story.
Indeed?
Yes, he said that after the morgue attendant left around midnight, that he was patrolling one of the corridors when the lights went out for a minute. He said that while he was wandering around looking for the fuse, he felt a pinprick in his arm. And then a few minutes later, the lights went on.
How long were they off?
Only a few minutes. Later, he got very sleepy and dozed off. That pinprick he felt was undoubtedly a shot in the arm of some drug, and the body was stolen during the time he was asleep.
But who could have done a thing like that?
Someone with a knowledge of drugs.
What's that noise?
Sounds like someone in the basement. Quick, Martha, you go down
there. Don't either one of you move until that door opens.
Say, what are you...
I said don't move until that door opens.
Well, Inspector, we had it doped out right. The old guy's down there. Hey, look out.
Hey, wait,
there. Try to run past me, will you?
Good boy, Adams. I'm sorry, Professor Richards. You're under arrest for fraud.
Just what do you mean?
Oh, don't you act so innocent. But for Inspector Kenny got you to call Keppel out of the basement, I slipped down and I find a nice big refrigerator down there with the body of Professor Marks in it.
You can't do a thing to us.
Oh, that's where you're mistaken. You thought you could fool everybody with that note. You thought you could make us believe that somebody was holding Professor Marks' body for ransom. That was a little bit too far-fetched.
Right you are, Inspector.
Besides, I got to looking around. I found out that you couldn't possibly have paid $50,000 for the brain as called for in your agreement. You don't have the money. What's more, the university is up to its neck in debt and the bank is threatening to foreclose. You thought you could beat the insurance company out of $100,000 and have the brain besides. You and Professor Temple stole that body and you know it.
Thank you.